Well, hello there, pet. I know why you're here. I know the exact reason. You want your mistress to make you come. You need it. You've probably been aching for it all day. And now you're right here at my beck and call, wanting and needing. But let me ask you this. What have you done to earn it? What exactly have you done to please your mistress today? Did you finish all your chores? Were you a good boy? No, I bet you were just a greedy little slut coming here thinking I'd let you come without earning it. You should know that's not how it works. So instead of you getting what you want, we're gonna play a little game. That toy between your legs? That's mine. It belongs to me, and you clearly need to be reminded of what power I have over it. You're going to lay there, and you're going to listen to exactly how I want to be served. And you, my pet, aren't going to touch my toy until you have permission. You're going to lie there, aching and throbbing for me, and I'll decide if or when you get to stroke or not. Now, put your hands at your sides and keep them there. I'll let you know when I want you to touch, okay? Until then, you just listen to my voice. I want you all pent up and desperate. Little boys are so much more obedient when they're desperate. So you keep your hands off my property until I tell you so. I'm gonna make you hard with just my voice. And then, maybe I'll let you touch. Or even come. Maybe. Or maybe you'll go without. Perhaps you'll just listen to me describe how I'd use you, and you'll get nothing. Would you like that? It's making you hard, isn't it? Look down at yourself. I want you to see that cock grow for me when I tell you how I own it. That I am the only one who gets it hard. That I'm the one who gets to decide if you get relief or not. I'll tell you this. If you do exactly what I say, you'll be allowed to come all over your stomach, like a good boy. I want you to imagine yourself stripped bare. You aren't allowed clothes when you do your chores, are you? No. Then why's that? You want me to tell you, don't you? You aren't allowed clothes because I like to see your body when you serve me. I like to see that cock rigid and throbbing when you're a good boy and when you do what I tell you to. I want you hard and ready to please me when you do my chores. I want you hard the whole time you serve me. I want to see how much you enjoy being my obedient little pet. I bet it hurts now, doesn't it? To be so hard, so ready, and not get to touch. So let me fix that for you. You can use one finger. You can run one finger up and down that shaft. But that's all you get. You haven't earned anything more yet. After you finish your chores, you may approach me. On your knees, crawling. I want you on your knees, crawling to me. That's a good boy. Can you feel the floor on your knees, and the palms of your hands? Feels so good, doesn't it, to obey me? Go on. Picture yourself on your knees at my feet. You love being down there, don't you? Tell me. Say it out loud. Good boy. I bet you're aching for more than just that one finger, aren't you? Do you know how you'd earn it? I want a nice, long massage. You're going to be a good boy and make me feel good. And you're going to start at my feet. I want them properly massaged. You just kneel right there and take them into your lap. And you work on them until I tell you to move. You like that idea, don't you? Are you squirming for me? I know you are. How badly do you want a stroke? How badly do you want to touch my toy? Tell me, picture how good it would feel to wrap your hand around that thick, throbbing cock of yours and work all that tension out. You want that so bad, don't you, sweetie? No. You just run that one single finger up and down and think about rubbing all the tension and stress out of my soft, pretty feet. Picture yourself dropping your head down, bringing your lips to them, to my pretty red little toes. And that's a good boy. Show me what an obedient little pet you are for me. So big and strong, but you know I'm in complete control of you. That's why you're still only using one little finger. You're mine, my toy. Just like that thing between your legs. It gets so fucking hard for me, doesn't it? When you're done with my feet, you can move to my calves. I want your hands up and down. I want you to massage and work all the tension from my legs. You'll stay there for as long as I desire, massaging my feet and my legs, until you receive my next command. You know the one. The simple snap of my fingers. And that means that I want to use your mouth. You'll please me with that tongue for as long as I want. You'll worship my pussy until I'm satisfied. Your face buried in your hands behind your back. Like a good little slut. And if you don't go in deep enough, I'll grab your head and show you exactly how I deserve to be pleased. Can you taste me on your tongue? Is your mouth watering as you picture it? You want that so badly, don't you? Say please. Say please, miss. Let me hear you beg for it. Tell me how bad you want to pleasure me. Good boy. Are you moving your tongue up and down? You can almost taste me, can't you? I know you can. You've dreamt about it, haven't you? I know you have. You want to be on your knees worshipping my pussy more than anything in the world, don't you? Now, my pet, stroke for me. Think about your mouth being used, and you stroke that cock as fast as you want now. I want you to come for me, soon. I want you to show me how badly you want to please me. Be my good little pet and service me. Now here, my pet. Here is the fun part. I may have told you to stroke, but I'm only allowing you to do so while my voice is in your ears. Once I stop talking, you take your hand away. You hear me? And if you haven't come yet, then I guess you'll just spend the rest of the day hard and throbbing and unsatisfied. So you better move that hand hard and fast before I stop. Because you never know when this will end. I wonder how long you have. I wonder how much longer I'll keep talking for. I wonder if you can come before I tell you to take your hand away. It would be awfully unfortunate if you were denied my pleasure. Of course, I'd feel so bad as I come over and over thinking about you, and that sore, throbbing cock being denied. I wonder how frustrated you'll be if you don't get that relief. I wonder how you'd sound while you whimpered and moaned. And I know you would. So you better stroke harder. Stroke like my good little slut. You're gonna make me come with your mouth. I'm gonna push your mouth deeper. Feel your tongue inside me. and you'll take it and you'll love it. That's what you're made for, isn't it? Pleasing me. Say it out loud. Say it while you stroke yourself for me. Can you taste me? Feel me on your tongue. I know you can. When you close your eyes and you think about this hot, tight little pussy in your mouth, you have to fight from coming. So go on. Be a good boy for me and come all over yourself now. I want you to make a mess of yourself for me. I want it all over your stomach and your chest. Go on then. Come for me. I'm not gonna keep talking much longer. Soon enough, I'm gonna stop describing how you'll be on your slut knees between my legs, worshipping me like I expect and demand. Do you want me to come in your mouth? Do you want to taste it? I know you do. And you're gonna come thinking about it. And if you don't come in the next few seconds, well, you're gonna take your hand away and you get nothing. Just a few more moments before you get nothing at all. I want you to come. I want you to get that relief for being a good boy for me. But if you don't, well, then I think I'll just ride your face while I watch that cock twitch and dance for my amusement. I think that's exactly how I'd use you. I'd grind my hips down onto your mouth, on your wet lips as you drool for me, while I watched your cock throb. I'm done with you. I certainly hope you had a chance to finish. Otherwise, I think you'll just have to go to bed hard and frustrated. Maybe next time I'll let you come. Maybe.